if it's Monday.
You know what happens.
I used to call this Recrimination Monday during the John Fox era.
So true.
But now there is some excitement in Bearsville. I mean, there's a moment here that NBC has announced that they are choosing to flex the Bears contest against the Minnesota Vikings. This is their first flex of the season, right?
Their
first game that they have an opportunity to change a day game, because the way Sunday Night Football works is that Sunday Night Football in the last 4 or 5, maybe 6, I guess, would be.
Yeah, well, so many people were upset when we had big primetime games, and they were complete duds. It was like, why is this team playing this team this late in the year when this much is on the line? They said, well, all right, let's leave those open, and as the season progresses, see how it plays out. They can flex and say, okay, instead of a noon kickoff in Chicago, we have two teams in first and second in the NFC North. Boom. Primetime game, Bears-Vikings in 2 weeks.
Yep. How about that? And it will be of consequence. And Ed Obradovich joins us right now. And OB, I listened to the program yesterday. Immediately after the game, I ran out. I wanted to, you know, go to the grocery store. I've run into OB at the grocery store, as a matter of fact.
At your favorite grocery store?
Yeah, I refer to it as the Happy Jewel. And I knew I wasn't going to run into you, so I listened to you because I miss you on the weekends.
Yes.
I listened to you. And I swear, there was a moment you went on a Blue Vayner rant, Ed Obradovich, in which I thought, did the Bears lose that game? Did I miss it? You still don't think that Mitchell Trubisky has what it takes here, do you?
That's correct.
Thank you. That is all right. The witness can step down from the stand.
I'll tell you what. Remember, I said last week, you got to congratulate them. When they win by hook or crook or whatever. And I remember I said last year we played that a lousy football team, but guess what? We won the game. And then yesterday we played another bad team, the Bills. I mean, they're awful. They're god awful. And now Detroit trades away their number one offensive weapon, Golden Tate, and their quarterback is playing terrible. They're not a good football team, and we got them at home come this Sunday. I mean, the scheduling, the way it's falling out, couldn't be better. You know, and on the other side, you look at it from the negative side, and we passed for 126 yards in four quarters of football on the eighth game of the season. We passed for 126 yards, and we ran for 64 yards for a total of 190 yards, and we won that football game 41-9.
Yes, that is a good point.
Bring that one to me.
I believe I heard on your very radio program that it's one of the few football teams in NFL history to win a game with fewer than 200 yards in total offense.
It was astounding. I couldn't, and you know, but for what's been happening with the Bears, you know, it's all about the defense. You know, we don't have this defense, everybody. I'm going to tell you what, we'd be in a world of hurt. You know, and the guy that would be in a world of hurt would be Nagy. I mean, our defense is winning the games for us. They're giving us the time and giving us the extra plays to get out there and try and make something happen. And sooner or later, Mitch Trubisky has to put four quarters together and throw like a big-time quarterback. Now, when you saw that game yesterday, you know, and there's nobody on planet Earth that can tell me this kid doesn't have a problem throwing the football. I mean, he throws it high, it floats, it flops. He throws it all. He throws it into the ground yesterday on a 10-yard hook pattern. I mean, come on. That's not supposed to be happening now, especially the eighth game, and this is his second year. You know, sometimes, bro, things are what they are. And we're struggling mightily on offense. And again, thank God for Fangio. And the defense has been playing fantastic. God, I love them. And you know the one guy on the defense that's – they talk about Mack and everybody else and Hicks. The guy that's showing up every week and playing his heart out is Trevathan, our linebacker. He's playing absolutely lights-out football.
He laid a hit yesterday.
That was beautiful.
Where he literally, everybody in that guy's family got hurt. It was like it was one of those. I mean, you know, it's all the crowd. Did you hear? Like there was like it was, and it wasn't a totally clean hit. I mean, this guy, you're 100% right. And it's Danny Trevathan, by the way. He makes a point of this now, where he was last week, he was like, how come after 8 years in the NFL, nobody knows my name? But
sports announcers didn't.
Yeah, everybody's got a different way of pronouncing it. But anyway, so you know, there's an extra I. The I is silent, because it so rarely ever is. Here's the issue, though, with, I think, the offense. I want to go back to them. There's nothing. We can't say anything bad about this defense. Not a single thing can we point to, really? Because even you got the kids in the secondary who are stepping up, who are
Eddie Jackson and Fowler. Man, they had some games too.
I was a little angry. I still think there's a little bit too much hijink there with, you know, Eddie Jackson the week before got a stupid penalty that could cost him.
I'm gonna tell you what, Eddie Jackson took October off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe me, he took October off. He was nowhere to be found back there, but he stepped up yesterday. Thank God.
Well, I think they talked to him right after the game last week, and they were like, "Listen, you know, you got us a penalty that really could have cost us a game that we need to win, and it was a dumb kind of a thing. You need to be very careful about what you're doing." And the same could be said of the defensive lineman. What's his face that did the humping thing?
Aaron Lynch.
Aaron Lynch that got it comes down to discipline. And I mean, I don't know the coaching staff very well at all, but I just do know this. You got to train your guys to be smart, because they are kids. We forget that. They're young guys. And you got to tell them there's protocols here. There are rules. You got to behave when you're out there, because these officials will call anything, including you looked at me funny.
Let your play on the field speak for you. But, you know, and here's a kid of all people. He's going to run around and start flash dancing or whatever the heck it is that he thought he was doing. He makes one tackle. Yeah. The guy is invisible out there. You know, that's embarrassing. You know what? Let your actions do your talking for you on that football field. And that kid, to me, I'd have sat him down. He would not see the field the next game. Believe me, that's if I was the coach. Obviously, I'm not. But a guy like that is not going to embarrass the team, embarrass himself, embarrass the Chicago fans by acting like a big jamoke.
I love that word. That's one of my favorites.
It'll be Roquan Smith had a bad missed tackle in the open field, but overall I thought he was just kind of everywhere, flying around there, making plays. What have you seen from the rookie so far?
Yeah. Kevin, he's starting to come. He's starting to make things happen. And the one thing that he's using to make things happen, and that's what happened to him in college, is his speed. I mean, this kid's on you now. And that's what he's starting to do. He's starting to figure out what, you know, defense is being called. He's starting to figure out the timing, the running, you know, and it comes with play after play, quarter after quarter, game after game. Kevin, it really does. And some kids can pick it up and take it to the next level. Some can't. He does.
He'd be a star.
I think he's going to be a good one.
I agree. He's going to be a star.
And speaking of someone who's not going to be a star, we may have come to the unofficial end of Kevin White's run here in Chicago. He was healthy, and they scratched him yesterday. Now that the trade deadline's gone and they realized they couldn't get anything for him, they activated a seventh-round pick and Javon Wims and gave him a shot over Kevin White.
Javon Wims in the preseason was a guy that
oh yeah, he was a star of preseason.
We saw him make some catches, and we saw him get free in space a couple times. That's a guy that could be for real. They're going to need that, by the way, because I don't know, you know, Taylor Gabriel, that did not look particularly good at the end of the game.
He says he's good.
Yeah, but I mean, these guys all say they're good. Look, Khalil Mack said he was good.
Right.
And we shouldn't have had happen what had happened was. All right, OB, thank you for entertaining me yesterday and making me feel. You know, it is a great Chicago. It was a terrible day out there. Just awful,
yes.
Right? It was, you know, rainy, and it got dark early, and it was just creepy. And I just felt all warm and fuzzy and fall-like, autumnal, and happy about the Bears winning and OB being just mad enough to make me feel good about the world.
I agree.
Let me tell you something. This weather, like right now, this is the kind of weather I always love to play. Dick Butkus, we love to play in this weather. Just it's down, it's you get dirty, it's nasty, and you start belting, slugging people. You know, it's a whole lot of fun.
That's true. That's true. All right, Opie, thanks very much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Bye. Ed Obradovich right there. Sweet Lou Cannell is going to join us. Sweet Lou's going to have to do some explaining.
You were complimenting him so much the last couple of weeks.
Made
some folks some money.
Yeah. Sweet Lou, I'm going to have to talk to Sweet Lou.
Yeah. Vegas took a beating yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Historic beating.
Well, we seem to have an issue here that needs to be taken care of.
They're not the only ones that are going to be hurting.
I'm just saying, you got till tonight at 11 o'clock to pay.
Unmarked envelope in this particular alley on the south side.
Be by around 11:30 at night.
Knock three times.
All right. Well, by the way, Vic Salerno, who's really not that guy. You'll hear the real Vic Salerno will join us.
Tonight
at 6 o'clock.
Very exciting.
To talk about the bad beat Vegas took. But first, let's find out what is happening now in Judy's newsroom.
Time dwindling for campaigning as the clock ticks towards the election.